Welcome to the My Crazy Office Podcast with the authors of Working With You Is Killing Me, Working For You Isn't Working For Me, and Mean Girls at Work, Kathy Elster and Katherine Crowley. They are committed to helping you navigate the hardest part of any job, the people. And now, here are Kathy and Katherine.
Hey everyone, I'm Kathy Elster.
And I'm Katherine Crowley, and welcome to My Crazy Office.
Here we are again, another episode, another fun episode of My Crazy Office. So, what kind of question do we have today, Logan?
A lot of questions today. I've been working for the same company for 12 years, and we were recently bought by a larger corporation. Last month, the president of the larger corporation sent out an email announcing that there would be layoffs come January.
Ooh.
My boss heads our division, and he's been acting very strange lately. He keeps having meetings with the larger corporation's technology and content experts, excluding me and the other people who normally work closely with him. To make matters more complicated, I was introduced to the president of the larger corporation at a conference, and we struck up a friendly conversation. She encouraged me to schedule a breakfast with her to learn more about my ideas regarding our division. I checked with my boss to make sure he didn't mind me meeting with the president. I even suggested that he join me. He declined and dismissed me, saying, "Good luck." The whole atmosphere at work is so weird, I'm not sure how to proceed.
Oh, boy.
That was very nice, asking the boss. I think that was very tactful.
Yes.
You know, I just wonder if she went back to the boss and said, I'm not going to go to the breakfast because it seems that you're so uncomfortable with the idea and I don't want to go over your head. I just wonder if it would change the dynamic.
So interesting you say that, because I don't, my take is what's going on right now is that so whenever there's a buyout, right? Whenever one company acquires another, there are layoffs usually, right? Mm-hmm. Because you're going to have duplication. Mm-hmm. And who knows how this company that was bought was doing before it was purchased, mm-hmm. right? And so it seems like the boss is just, I'm going to survive no matter what, you know, fighting for his survival.
Right.
And cutting everyone else out. So I would have a hard time imagining this boss changing his tune.
So it had nothing to do with the breakfast, really. It just had to do with what's going on.
It looks like the behavior is very Darwinian for the boss. You know, it's fear-based behavior. I'm going to save my position no matter what. Nice knowing you guys. Good luck, whatever happens to you. Mm-hmm. So I'm usually the more conciliatory, I would say, of the two of us, right? Mm-hmm. I'm usually the peacemaker. But I really think in this case, I would go to the breakfast. And actually, I would look for opportunities outside of her division or his division, the question asker's division, like look for opportunities within this larger corporation to get out from under the boss.
Well, what if this boss has already secured a position? Why not go to the boss and say, you know, what's going on? Because I want to go with you if you've secured a position.
Yeah.
Because nobody's safe.
Right. Right. Well, we don't know if the boss's position is safe. We just know
right.
that.
But the boss is working it.
He's working it for sure.
And doesn't want to know that anyone else is working it. So I guess you have
isn't sharing, really.
I guess you have to work all ends.
Yeah, exactly.
Right. So go to the breakfast. I would continue to work the boss, though.
I'm with you.
And let the boss know that, you know, you want to continue to work at the company.
Yeah.
What does the boss know? Can the boss support you? How can you support the boss? What's up?
Yeah.
You know, I'd work that as well as going not only to the breakfast, but also seeing those other people you can be meeting with.
Yeah.
And at the same time, looking for another job.
Right. Well, looking outside the entire scene, right? The corporation
right.
and looking for where are those areas of growth? What companies are really doing well and thriving? And can you attach yourself? It is hard when you've been with the same company for 12 years,
yeah.
I imagine, to really imagine jumping ship, so to speak, and reinventing yourself. But certainly that would be a good thing to do no matter what.
You know, I also wonder, because when companies are bought, sometimes it's a trend in an industry. It's not just a freak
Correct.
Accident, just your company.
Right.
So this may become a future trend.
Right.
And it may be the time to maybe leave the industry if that's in fact what's happening. If you're in a shrinking industry.
Right.
You might want to relook at that, because I know people that have worked in like the fashion industry.
Yeah.
And after several rounds of buyouts, it's exhausting.
Yeah.
And it's not even personal anymore. It's just in numbers, you know, like we only want 5 heads and we have 12 here.
Right.
Chop them all. So
that's right. And the same has happened in banking. The same has happened in many media and publishing companies. There are shrinking industries. So that's a really, really good point. The other thing I would say is, while it is probably difficult if you've been working for the same person for 12 years to suddenly be shut out of these close meetings about building the future, we always say this, but really in this case, do not take the boss's behavior personally. Just see it as an indication that there's a shrinking market. And what you really want to do is get into a better situation.
Yeah. So let's go to this breakfast now.
Yeah.
I personally can't stand breakfast meetings.
I love breakfast meetings.
Why?
Because they're fresh. You're fresh and you...
Oh, some people are fresh. I don't know. I'm not fresh in the morning.
You're not a morning person?
I don't know what I am, but I don't love, you know, having to look good and smell good and all of that first thing in the morning. I don't know. Yeah. I find breakfast kind of...
What do you prefer? What kinds of meetings?
Lunch, dinner, you know, any other time of the day. But I don't, I just don't love these breakfast things. I'm always leery. People that schedule breakfast meetings are very up in the morning.
They are, exactly.
they're like morning people.
Wide awake.
Yeah. Right. So if you're not a morning person, then you need to get a really good night's sleep before this breakfast and get up extra early and give yourself a time buffer so that you're not, you know, skidding in at the last minute.
Oh, yeah. You definitely have to get up early. Okay, so I think we killed that one. Let's go. What do we have? Let's get another question.
All right. I work for a technology company where I've been programming software for 7 years. I know the company well, and I like the people I work with. Recently, a friend of mine suggested I apply for a new position at the company where he works. That company is definitely more on the cutting edge, it's smaller and younger, and there's more room for growth. Now I have to make a decision. Stay in my secure position and slowly move up the ranks, or take a chance and join the faster-paced, riskier company that would force me to acquire more skills and possibly succeed at a higher level. I keep weighing the pros and cons, but can't figure out which situation is better for me. Your thoughts?
You know, I think you can always go back to the safe company.
Oh, that's an interesting point.
Yeah, I think usually these kinds of older, staid companies, usually they'll take you back.
If you don't burn any bridges on your way out.
Well, definitely you wouldn't burn a bridge.
Yeah. Yeah.
You would have to do it very carefully.
Huh.
But you've seen that, right? Where people go back to large.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So why not?
Well, you know what's interesting? I think that even by virtue of the way this question is formed, that it seems to me the person asking the question is probably a little risk averse.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things I would say is it depends on where it is you're trying to go. Are you really wanting to build your career? Do you want to be on the cutting edge of software development? You know, is that where you want to go? Or are you more someone where it's just a job and you want the security and you want to know that you have the paycheck? I mean, generally speaking, I would encourage you to try the newer experience and certainly the one that's going to stretch you and grow your capabilities. But not everyone is the same in this.
Right. Mm-hmm. I know.
The other thing that I was thinking, Kathy, is we have on the last chapter of Working With You Is Killing Me is a chapter on corporate culture. Mm-hmm. And we say, is it the right fit? And one thing you could do is actually you can download that chapter from our website, K-Squared Enterprises, and take it comparing what you want to this new company's culture.
Right, right.
Because isn't that always a key aspect of whether you're going to do well at a new job or not?
It is. But I think you're right also that you have to know yourself here.
Mm-hmm.
You have to know really what, you know, how risky are you?
Yeah.
And what is it you're looking for out of your work? I would also say I would always encourage everyone to go and take a risk.
Yeah.
Because you usually can go back and, you know, it usually risks pay off.
Yeah.
In one way or another. But I hate to say that to somebody who's really risk adverse.
Yeah.
And doesn't want that. But, you know, there's really nothing that's safe. I know you think your job may be secure, but
exactly.
Nothing is really secure. So you might want to challenge that assumption also.
Very good.
That there may be more security in the new skill and
yes.
the new company there might actually be more job security.
And you retooling, you getting, right, you acquiring more skills so that you'll be more marketable going forward.
Right. So you have to look at the bigger picture. You have to know who you are though, and also where the world is going, or whatever your industry is in and where it's going.
And find out about the culture. One thing we know is, for example, if there's very high turnover in the new company, is that a good sign, Kathy?
No, it's not. It's never a good sign. High turnover means crazy, crazy people.
Yeah. So you need to find out about that.
Yeah. There's a lot of, yeah. Yeah. I wish we had more to this question. Mm-hmm. I mean, in general, we always say go for it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Challenge
but do your
yourself.
Homework.
Yeah.
Challenge yourself, but do your homework. Find out about the culture. Also find out about your immediate boss, whether it's someone that you think you could work well with,
mm-hmm,
and the rate of turnover. Those would be my suggestions.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, good luck with that one. I've always taken major risks. You too, right?
Yeah.
And you too, Logan. Really big risks in our career. Because what else, mm-hmm, you know? Why
what
not?
Else is there to
yeah,
do?
Right. What else is there to do? I once worked for a Fortune 500. They're probably still around. I'm not going to say the name of them. And they, I mean, we're talking security.
Yeah.
Like, and it was so boring.
Yeah.
It was really dull. The wheels turned very slow. And you kind of got accustomed to that slow pace. And
yeah,
it really was not challenging.
You get stuck.
Very much. Well, they kept promoting me every year because I had some, I guess, a little personality. Like I had something to me.
Yeah.
And there was nowhere to go. I would have had to move to another state to get the next position. So
yeah.
Very little. Yeah. So, but you have to know yourself. I mean, a lot of people did hang out there and, you know, did a little bit every day. They didn't work very hard.
Right.
So, yeah, you just have to know what you want. So anyway, we're going to end on that note. That's it for this segment. Sorry, I forgot our ending there.
Join us next time for another My Crazy Office podcast. And don't forget to send your questions to info@mycrazyoffice.co.
Join us next time for another My Crazy Office podcast. And don't forget to send your questions to info@mycrazyoffice.co.